I Was Ready for Battle by Father Peter O'Neill, Taiwan. Columban Father Peter O'Neill writes about helping migrants working in Taiwan. There was a frantic voice at the end of the phone. Father Peter, our Filipino friend Jenalyn is sick in hospital, and our Taiwan broker is going to send her back to the Philippines this afternoon. Can you please come to the hospital to help her? I asked Sister Joyce, our Hsinchu Diocese Migrant Center's Filipino Pastoral Coordinator, to come with me. We dropped what we were doing and immediately rushed off to the hospital. When we entered the hospital ward, we introduced ourselves to Jenalyn, letting her know we were a Catholic priest and sister. She looked terribly emaciated and exhausted. Jenalyn shared with us that a week ago, while at work, she felt very tired. Her dormitory coordinator took her to the hospital for tests, and she was diagnosed with leukemia. This came as a great shock for Jenalyn, as a young 28-year-old woman with her whole life ahead of her. And while sharing her story, she was in tears. Jenalyn was the oldest of 8 siblings, and like thousands of other migrant workers, she made the heart-wrenching decision to work abroad in order to support her poor family. She had only been working in Taiwan for 6 months when she became sick. I asked Jenalyn if she would like to return home to the Philippines or stay in Taiwan for treatment, and Jenalyn replied, "Father, do I have a choice?" And I said to her, "Jenalyn, why have you asked me this question?" And she said, "My broker told me I must return home to the Philippines because there is no way I can remain in Taiwan for treatment." I began to feel my blood boil. This attitude is so typical of Taiwan brokers and employers. They prey on helplessness of innocent migrant workers, throwing them away like garbage when they are no longer considered to be productive. I was ready for battle. I went and spoke with Jenalyn's doctor, who said Jenalyn's leukemia is very serious and she must begin chemotherapy immediately, but her broker said she can't have the treatment in Taiwan. I told the doctor the Catholic Church will help Jenalyn to remain in Taiwan for her treatment. The doctor said this is wonderful because it may be too dangerous for Jenalyn in her present condition to fly to the Philippines. I returned to the ward to inform Jenalyn what her doctor had told me. She rang her parents in the Philippines. Naturally, they wanted their daughter to return home so they could support her at this difficult time. Sister Joyce spoke with Jenalyn's father, explaining to him that while his daughter was in Taiwan, she was covered by health insurance and would receive excellent medical care. And after receiving permission from her parents, Jenalyn decided to remain in Taiwan for treatment. I braced myself before I rang Jenalyn's broker. The broker said Jenalyn had decided herself to return to the Philippines. I knew she was lying. I told her Jenalyn had changed her mind and wanted to undergo treatment in Taiwan. And instantly the broker raised her voice saying, "It's impossible. Since she cannot work, her company will cancel her work permit and the government will cancel her work visa. She is flying home to the Philippines this afternoon." In a calm and strong voice I said, "Jenalyn is not flying home today. In fact, this afternoon she will begin preparation for her chemotherapy. I will arrange a meeting with the government to discuss Jenalyn's situation." The broker was fuming at the other end of the phone. A week later we had a meeting with the Taiwan Ministry of Labour, and after a lengthy discussion challenging the government on its responsibility to protect the human rights of migrant workers, the government eventually agreed to step outside the constraints of the law, allowing Jenalyn to remain in Taiwan for treatment and for her company to employ another migrant worker to replace her. It was a win-win situation. I shared Jenalyn's story with the Filipino migrant community at the Hsinchu Cathedral, inviting them, if they could, to offer a small donation from their meagre salaries to help Jenalyn pay for her medical bills. $7,830 was donated, and I was deeply moved by their generosity. And while Janelin underwent 6 months of chemotherapy, I arranged for a member of the Hope Workers' Centre to visit her in hospital every day. Once a month, she was able to stay at our centre's shelter for a few days of rest. And after her treatment, Janelin decided to return home to the Philippines, where she was hopeful she would continue to recover from her leukemia. But while waiting to have a bone marrow transplant, she became seriously ill, and tragically, 8 months later, she passed away in the company of her loving family. On my visits to the hospital, Janelin would often share with me her deep faith in God and the inner strength she received through prayer. She suffered the usual effects of chemotherapy, but these never dampened her spirit of hope and gratefulness. Janelin taught me to embrace every day as if it was my last. I was truly blessed by her courage and her strength. Columban Father Peter O'Neill is the Peace Ecology and Justice Coordinator for Australia. He previously worked in Taiwan for 26 years and was the director of the Hope Workers' Centre.